Life is not just about the individual. As we begin a school year, we need to decide we're going to train up our children to be part of a team, part of a family, part of God's plan.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This whole week, we've been talking about the five R's of a successful school year. Monday, we touched on the reason for the season, recreation and routine, the importance of routine. Today, we're talking about responsibility. And there's a lot of responsibility for kids and parents that comes with a new school year. Things have to change. But yes, we need to make them responsible adults in the future, but also responsible kids right now.
If the key here is to train them up in the way they should go, then we have to decide what is the way they should go. It's to be an adult, to be a godly adult. That's not all about performance. That's not all about perform at school, perform at church, perform it. That's also about how do I fit in a team in the ways that are drudgery called, and here it is, chores. And it's interesting, we are raising individuals now and focusing on be an individual and assert yourself. And then we expect that child to be able to get married when he sees that he's marrying her for what he can get rather than marrying her for what they can do for the kingdom and why they are here. They don't even know how to compromise with each other. He certainly won't know how to love his wife as much as Christ loved the church and gave Christ gave himself up for his bride. When you raise an individual, it's all about being an individual, you miss it. Roby and I, when he was about 9, were doing the dishes one night. And one of the things for me that it's helpful that everybody didn't get this training is to grow up in a home where your mom dies of cancer. You almost revere the female and the mother position. And I really decided when we got married, if Rosemary's making the meal, and it would be no chance of me making a meal. If Rosemary's making the meal, I will always do the dishes. So I got Roby up there with me to do the dishes.
I know there's a lot of moms thinking, if only that were in my home.
Well, what they're really thinking is we want to hear from Rosemary if he really does that. That's what they really want to know, yeah. But Roby and I are doing the dishes one night. He's on this little stand that he can stand up and help me with the dishes. And he said, why are we doing these dishes? Isn't this what moms are supposed to do? It was awesome.
I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even know where did they get that? At somebody else's house or wherever they get
TV?
That.
TV? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nobody does dishes on TV.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of things they don't do on TV. It's kind of weird. But in that scenario, I said, you know what, bud? We're going to be doing the dishes from now on. This is us. We're doing the dishes. The only time we will not do dishes is if it's a consequence for Tori and she has to do dishes for something else. Otherwise, we're doing the dishes. And teaching him the responsibility of every Saturday, he washed his mom's car. That was one of his responsibilities. Wash your mom's car every Saturday. That's one of your weekend chores. Teaching them they are part of this household. So we have 5 children's homes at Sheridan House. And the moms at Sheridan House have never washed a dish. The moms in each home, they're gorgeous homes, has a set of house parents. The moms at Sheridan House have never vacuumed a floor. Every morning the children get up. The boys in the boys' homes, for instance, get up. There's 10 boys in the home. And they've got a half hour to 45 minutes worth of chores every morning before they go eat breakfast, before they have family devotions, before they go out the door to school. And it's interesting because watching on Fridays when a mom will come to pick up her child from Sheridan House to have them for the weekend to go through our prescription, and he'll always invariably say, come see my room. And she will come out saying, who does this?
Is my child capable of doing
this? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yet in third world countries, there are 4- and 5-year-olds taking care of the 2-year-olds while mom's picking in the field. We have dumbed down parenting and assumed our children just can't or maybe won't because we haven't decided the reason. Why do this? You're part of this household. And so what some parents do is give them chores and pay them allowance to do the chores. And yet, I don't know, no one's ever paid me to empty the dishwasher. I don't ever remember, empty the dishwasher, there's $2 there waiting for you. You do it because you live here. You do it because you sleep here. You do it because the farmer knew that. That's actually probably the reason the farmer had 10 kids. There are 10 free employees. And you're part of this and you get it. So as we begin a school year, we've got to decide for each child, what's your responsibility here? What do you have to do a little bit every day? What do you have to do on Saturday for the family, for the sake of the family? We're not going to pay you to do that. We will give you an allowance for another reason, and that's for another week. But we're not going to pay you to do that. You live here. You eat here. And so this is your chore, and we've got to think through the consequence if you don't get your chore done. But beforehand, no one's going to do this unless they realize the reason. Right? I mean, who's going to do it? Well, I mean, there's a reason parents don't give their children chores. right?
Well, yeah, I mean, part of it, and my situation's a little different. I married into a marriage with four stepkids, so I had to create routine and chores, and I have my list, and there's four of them too. So I had to teach them how to do them. And so sometimes I had to make the choice, okay, it's going to be more work for me to train them, and which I did because it's worth it to train them. But the other side is I have to monitor what they do for quite a while, and I'm still monitoring. It's been a year and a half, and I'm still
teaching
them.
You're going to be monitoring until they're 18.
I know.
In fact, that's the sad part. When they hit about 15, they're carrying their weight,
so
and then they leave.
So much work, though. It's so much work to monitor them that sometimes I have to ask myself, I only have so much time. Do I monitor what they're doing, or do I just put it off and do it myself?
So, honest, that's what it comes down to. I think you just spoke for every parent driving in their car. They're cheering right now. Thank you, Ruthie. Bob's an idiot.
And,
thank you.
And then the complaining. And I get tired of the complaining. I'm like, I'll wash the sink. Just stop complaining. I don't want to hear it. I had a bad day, blah, blah, blah. And so it's hard. I understand that train up your child. Okay, I will teach you how to do the chores, the laundry, wash the dishes, even cook some meals. But boy,
why then? Why? Why should we or should we not do it? Why?
Well, because in the future, they're going to have to know how to do it. And also to do things around the house just because it's their house.
That's exactly
but
right.
But it's so exhausting.
Yes. Well, there's three things you said there. I'm either training focused, I'm time focused, or I'm task focused. If I'm training focused, yes, the task will not be done exactly the way I want it. Roby had to take the garbage out every Wednesday morning and Saturday morning. I don't want the garbage just out. I want the garbage can in the northwest corner of the driveway with the handle facing south. I know exactly how I want the garbage can rather than just out anywhere in the front of the house. And understanding this, okay, we're in process here, and I'm neurotic and need medication, and Roby is a child, so let's get the garbage out first. And it does take longer, and I can do it better. It's a training. We have to see chores as a training opportunity, as part of our curriculum. It's kind of like the teacher saying, you know what, I'll just memorize the timetables for all of you. Let me just memorize the timetables. It's too hard teaching you children the times tables, so I got them. We're done. Go out in the playground. It's just easier. I'm so tired of you missing the times tables. But she knows that part of her assignment, part of her teaching lesson plan is to send them out the door knowing the times tables. You know, and what we have to decide is, I'm not raising a good garbage man. I'm not raising a good car washer. I'm using this car washing thing, and I'm using the garbage thing as a training opportunity to raise a responsible child. And then the next step. And the next step is, Roby, when you take the garbage out, you saw someone throw a McDonald's cup on the street right by the house, in front of our house. Pick it up and put it in there. Kind of look around. Let's go the next level. There was a palm frond on the ground. Dad, I put it. Yes, you did. You put it off to the last minute, and you had to go buy the palm frond to race into the car to go off to school first thing Wednesday morning. That's why I like to do it the night before. You can do it anytime you want. I'm not going to give you a consequence for not getting the palm frond. You got the garbage cans out, but when you do get the palm frond, I am going to be cheering and going crazy because you went the extra mile. Mm. And every employer wants an employee that doesn't walk by that thing.
And a lot of kids just want to know what's the bare minimum that they need to. It's so human nature, isn't it?
Sure.
And we see it with kids, and we see ourselves in them. We're like, yeah, they're just doing the bare minimum. I know they're not going to do more than that. How do you get a child to the point that they want to go the extra mile?
By doing it yourself. We get out of the car at Winn-Dixie or Publix, and there's carts out there in the parking lot. And I always look for a cart in the vicinity that people have just left in bizarre places. And I go get a cart.
Not the cart. Don't give us that example.
I love that. I love that. And push the cart in. It's there. I don't need to walk by it. I can get it. And watching Roby then get out of the car and look around for a cart, and he gets a cart, and we're going in, and I'm going crazy. This is awesome. I mean, this is what adults do. We go the extra mile. Rob, there was a time where a president said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And so today in the parking lot, it's ask not what Publix can sell you, ask what we can do for Publix here as we're going on in. And just doing it myself, doing little extras. Dad, why are we showing up at church for the workday? I thought we were going to go. No, we're showing up at church for the workday because, well, are they going to pay us? No, we're doing it because it's right to do. We don't have to go on mission trips once a year to do something. Mm-hmm. And we want to teach children, see what's in front of you. That was part of the story, just part of the story, but it's part of the story of the parable of the Samaritan. He was busy. He was a businessman. He didn't start a ministry to homeless people that are on the side of the road people. I just started a ministry, side of the road people, Samaritan ministry. He didn't do that. He stopped, he checked in, he took time, he paid, he bandaged, he put ointment on, and then he turned to the hotel manager and said, put it on my credit card. I'll sign for it next time I come through. I've got business to do. Mm-hmm. It's going the extra mile. It's learning to do. So it starts with, this is your chore. There's a consequence when you don't get the chore done. You belong to this family. No, we're not paying you. I have extra things I'm willing to pay for at our house, and that's a whole nother issue. But no, you live here. I live here. We do this. But let me say something, Rob. When it was Tori's turn to empty the dishwasher and you came by and you grabbed all the silverware stuff and put it in for her, even though it was her chore, not yours, that was awesome. Well, how come Tori didn't say thanks, Dad? I don't know, but I did. That was awesome. That was being an adult. We're training you to be an adult, and adults aren't just all about themselves. Christian adults aren't, anyway.
And something really important that I've learned from you a lot is to celebrate the good things. Oh. Don't just correct behavior. Celebrate good behavior. And I, of course, I'm still learning all this parenting business, but really just, it does so much for the child. And you see how it really clicks for them when you celebrate. Oh, you did that. That was great. And it does, the positive affirmation does so much, even more than correction.
Huge, huge. There was a ministry out there, I think it's still there, called Promise Keepers. And you would go to Promise Keepers as a man, and I heard talk after talk after talk after talk. My dad didn't affirm me. My dad didn't affirm me. My dad didn't affirm me, mm-hmm. type talk. I can do that. I can affirm
them
every day, and I need to do that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the garbage out, Rob. Well, I have to. But you did it. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Thank you. And me saying to Mr. Larry, when he's taking his garbage out, and me and Roby and I are getting in the car to go to school, and Mr. Larry's pulling his garbage out, our next door neighbor, and me saying to Larry, I hope you noticed mine was at her first. My son knocked it dead. And Larry's laughing over there, and Roby's kind of a little bit embarrassed, and that's okay. We need to celebrate it. But if we don't have a way to start, this is our family. This is what we do. We all pitch in. America, you're raising an individual. And America, sitting poised, waiting for, what's my country going to do for me? What are they going to give me? Mm. And people go to church today saying, I'm not getting anything out of pastor's messages. What's my church going to do for me?
Another church.
That's exactly right. And you get married with that mentality. My wife's just not meeting my needs anymore, not doing for me. Wow, individual. And Jesus is saying, you know what? Nobody washed feet today. I will wash the feet.
Wow.
Creator of feet, wash the feet. We've got to raise children to do chores, and we've got to, as we start this school year, decide, okay, and yes, this is more difficult. We will spend a whole week on chores, not just the reason, but how you implement them and follow through and celebrate, like you said. I grew up in an all-Italian community on Long Island, and we were Germans in an all-Italian community, and Italians celebrate everything. They celebrate everything. And Germans
life
just...
Life is good.
No, it's hilarious. I mean, I got hugged and spanked by more people, more Italian moms in that community than I could imagine. But at the same time, us Germans, we find things wrong, and we don't get animated. This is wrong, fix it.
Right.
As parents, we need to be both. We need to be wacko Italian about everything. This is awesome. I'm so proud of you. Way to take that garbage out. But we also need to be quiet and German about the consequences.
What happens if that's not your personality, or you didn't grow up that way? You don't know how to celebrate the little things.
Yeah, I didn't grow up that way either. But I didn't grow up that way using an iPhone. You know, there's a lot of things I didn't grow up learning how to do.
A good enough excuse.
Yeah, no. You know, Lord, that's just not me. I think I heard Moses at the bush saying that to God. I don't know how you're doing the burning bush thing. It's pretty awesome, but it's just not me. Train up a child in the way he should go, and if it fits in your temperament, do it. It doesn't say that. It's a responsibility. And today's child, especially today's little girl, is screaming from her heart for affirmation. Mm. Put the chores in place, make it part of the routine, and then develop the relationship. Scream and cheer and watch your child grow.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. Today, we are talking about responsibility as part of our 5 R's of a successful school season that we're touching on this week. The reason, recreation, routine, responsibilities, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we talk about relationships in the school year. If you want more information about Dr. Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And you can also sign up for the daily blog online at parentingtoday.org, which I very much enjoy. You can read it online or sign up to get it in your email box, parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.